This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A shot was sent across the bow of leftism. And folks, if you think Democrats were desperate before the Iowa, the Iowa caucuses, just wait. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump destroyed Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. And he will destroy them in New Hampshire. He will destroy them in South Carolina. That's if they even bother to hang around. South Carolina is going to be a bloodbath, which will end Nikki Haley's political career. Not just her run for the presidency. It's going to end her. We'll talk about some of the things that she said. This woman is an ingrate. And she's taking the path of what Ted Cruz did when he lost in 2016, which almost ended his career. And he's completely turned around now. He's now more Trumpian than he's ever been. But Nikki Haley hasn't learned a lesson because the people that are working with her hate Donald Trump. I'm glad you guys are with me. Glad you're hanging in there. We had an amazing first hour. I talked about Trump's massive victory. A resounding 30 points. What, 31 points? Something outrageously high, 30 points, the biggest victory in Republican history in the Iowa caucuses. Each Trump victory, by the way, makes it much more difficult for the Democrats, because if you continue to target the de facto Republican front runner, the guy who will be the Republican nominee, then what you are doing is election interference. Now, I don't have to tell you that none of these things are going to work. None of these things are coming to pass for the Democrats. They have four crooked leftist prosecutors who are going after Donald Trump. And as God would say, I will let their seed find no purchase. He's essentially smoting them. God is like Pharaoh. He's like, okay, you need another the frogs to rain down on you. I need to turn the Nile into blood, but it's not going to work. I will create a column of fire. He is protecting Donald Trump, which cracks me up because Kenny and I, my partner in my movie business, we in 2020, we were going to make a movie called MAGA the Movie. It's a big, beautiful movie, and Mexico is going to pay for it. And it was the premise of the film is that God is watching over Trump, and it's played by a black comedian friend of ours. He's God. And he's essentially, that people are like, man, I can't believe Trump just said that. And God's like, I told him to say it. Don't worry about it. I got this. You know, it's a hysterical movie. And the disciples are other comedians who do nothing except, you know, comment about God's things. And God looks at them like, who's in charge here? Me or you? You know, it's hysterical. The premise of it is so cool because it takes a fun poke at religion, but in a good way. But it also shows you that God is watching over America. He's watching over the world. He's watching over Donald Trump. And what you're seeing with the, think about it. We got cheated out of the election in 2020, and everybody questions what's going on. And God in his wisdom says, look, let me give them Biden for 4 years. So this will make the path easier for you going forward. God is good. God is great all the time. So anyway, I'm going to talk to Kenny. If we can scrape up enough coin, we will make this movie again. We will put this thing out there and try to get this movie made, because MAGA the Movie is hysterical. The premise of it is hysterical. Anyway, let's get back to this campaign. As I said, the more Trump wins, he crushed in Iowa. What do you think he's going to do in New Hampshire? Just out of curiosity. You think Nikki Haley's going to suddenly win in New Hampshire, or DeSantis is going to make a surge? You know what both of those people are waiting for? They're hoping, beyond hope, that Donald Trump gets indicted, sent to prison, or worse, and then they just get to step in and save the day. That's what they're hoping for. Now look, Now, I'm not mad at him for wanting to win or whatever. What I'm mad at is the premise. Donald Trump has helped both of these people in their careers, and you know what they did? They did what rhino Republicans do. They turn on you. Is there no loyalty in this party? You guys know what I would rather have. I'd rather have 500 people who believe in my cause. That's why we run the ad that says, be one of the 500 that donates $20 a month. I'd rather have 500 people like that backing us than a million who go, Kevin, you're so great. I listen to your work all the time. I mean, now don't misunderstand me. If you don't have it to give, or if you don't even want to do it because you've got other obligations, I get that. But if it's something that you believe in, give me those 500. See, that's the way I am. I put my money where my mouth is. Melissa and I have spent well over $1 million. I mean, we are in the red as it comes to this. But we aren't lamenting it. We're not complaining about it. It's our duty. We have children that we care about. So that's why you do it. Anyway, you know, look, as I look at what happened in Iowa with this massive win by Trump, I can't help but ask myself, what do you think would happen if Joe Biden were to do something similar? Democrats would have their little gathering or whatever, and Joe Biden ran against Dean Phillips, Marianne Williamson, maybe a straw poll against some other people. How big would Joe Biden's victory have been in a location? I honestly believe that these no-names would have done better than Joe Biden. I heard that Dean, what's-his-face, is polling at 20-something percent now, Dean Phillips. I don't know if it's true, but he's came out of nowhere. Junior congressman. One-term congressman. What happens when somebody legit gets into the race? I don't know who that is because I don't think there are any legit Democrats, but Michelle Obama. Everybody, oh, Michelle Obama, Michelle Obama. I'm not afraid of Michelle Obama. Do you think Donald Trump is afraid of Michelle Obama? Man, you white people are afraid of black folks. Y'all are so scared. Michelle Obama. What does she bring? The Obama name? Was she a powerful senator? She was the wife of a president. Everybody, oh, Michelle Obama, she's so popular. Michelle Obama's despised. Universally. It cracks me up, man. I'm on the phone with people every single day. I got a guy who wants me to make this movie about LBJ and Margaret Sanger and tying this whole concept of blackness. And I have to remind him, I go, you don't get it. Black leftists love the power that they get. They can be dirt poor and have power over every white person they meet with just race issues. We got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In the evening, the projected winner of the Iowa caucuses has just started giving his victory speech. We will keep an eye on that as it happens. We will let you know if there's any news made in that speech, if there's anything noteworthy, something substantive and important. The reason I'm saying this is, of course, there is a reason that we and other news organizations have generally stopped giving an unfiltered live platform to remarks by former President Trump. It is not out of spite. It is not a decision that we relish. It is a decision that we regularly revisit. And honestly, earnestly, it is not an easy decision. But there is a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things. That is a fundamental truth of our business and who we are. And so his remarks tonight will not air here live. We will monitor them and let you know about any news that he makes.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Rachel Maddow of MSNBC, or I call her Rachel Maddow. And the nerve. We take pride in what we broadcast, and we don't want to broadcast anything knowingly wrong except, well, I don't know, what Russian collusion, global climate farce, January 6 BS. Trump losing the election, and it wasn't a coup. Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Comey's a stand-up guy. I could go on. All they do is broadcast lies, but hey, we can't air the person who has been president of the... can you imagine the lack of respect for this guy? Donald Trump has gotten everything right from the time that he said, I got cheated in the election, I would pardon J6 people, I took us out of the Paris Climate Accords, told people that they were colluding against him, that the Russian collusion stuff was a bunch of nonsense, and I could go on. And he's right on every single one of these things. The only thing that he missed is COVID. But Rachel Maddow, we can't air. But they air everything Joe Biden says. This guy is a pathological liar, has been since he was a senator. And he's a pathological liar. And they air everything that he says as if it's gospel. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Trump's massive victory. If you think about what she just did. We're not going to let you hear from Donald Trump. We're the purveyors of truth and lies, not you. We can't trust you with what Donald Trump says, you little children. Well, I don't think they're going to have a lot of choice. You wonder why we talk about these alternative news networks, why years ago I went to Tucker Carlson, Floyd Brown, and many others at the big media outlets and said, you better start planning for something different because social media and media don't care about you. They're propaganda machines for the Democrats, and they're going to squeeze your throat so they squeeze the life out of you. And they all were like, well, Kevin, and I went, okay, whatever. Sorry, I only happen to be a risk manager, talking to the largest companies in the world about what I foresee coming. But little, I don't know enough. Well, the voters of Iowa spoke, and typically they don't represent the pulse of America, but they were in the last election. In this caucus, they were the voice of America. And you know what bugs the Democrats is? They have nobody that matches up against Donald Trump. I'm going to play a clip from Nikki Haley where she says, 70% of people don't want another Trump-Biden. No, they don't. They want another Trump, whomever needs to get their butt kicked. That's what they want. Poll after poll. But they love trying to lump stuff in. Well, they're both old. Well, one of them acts old and the other one doesn't. Don't try to make the same similarities. They think we're stupid. I'm reading this. It says, the Trump voters displayed a kind of loyalty that progressive and never-Trumpers still can't understand. Underlying that loyalty is an intense attachment to Donald Trump himself and an appreciation of his record as president. I didn't write that, but I could have, because that is exactly what it is. They now appreciate Trump's style. They get it. If they weren't persecuting Trump and he was still acting like he does, you go, man, that's just childish. Come on, Don. Come on, Donald. You can do better. But when you see what they do to him, and you think to yourself, what would I do? I would be on a cursing rant. As we say, a cussing rant. I'd have cussed some people out. And so then you also reflect on, and this is the part that the left really hates, because you don't have to go back that far to remember how good it was under Donald Trump. I remember when he started reducing the price of gasoline from Barack Obama. I was like, God, I wish I could have kissed him on the lips. Not in a gay way, but I would have kissed him right on his big fat Trump lips. No way. I was so happy to lose a dollar a gallon, $1.50 a gallon. Woo! And then immediately Joe Biden comes in the office, $5 gasoline. California, $7 a gallon. We're talking massive. If there was one single thing that I wish I could get my money back, it would probably be what the gas differential was between Trump and Biden. People remember it. So loyal, they say, were the Trump supporters in Iowa that 71% of them told pollsters that they would consider him fit to serve as president even if he were convicted of a crime. 91 cases he faces in four different criminal jurisdictions. All for what? Being a patriot, a zealot for America. The guy who put us back on the map. By the way, we'll play Nikki Haley's speeches. She's giving Trump a commercial. We need somebody who's going to protect our border. We need somebody who's going to make America better. She won't say make America great, but it's almost MAGA. And I could go on. It sounds like a Trump speech. We need something different. Somebody's going to protect our borders. Somebody's going to respect our sovereignty. Somebody, I'm like, go Donald Trump. Woohoo, go Nikki. Loyal to Trump in Iowa is also fueled by a deep pessimism about the state of the country and its future prospects. What? I thought the media was supposed to be handling that. Today, only 18% of Americans say they are satisfied with the way things are going in the U.S. I don't know where that polls nationally or with other people, but it can't be good for Biden. 18%? Oh, but Trump's hated. Maybe, but what does that make Biden? 18% say the country's going. How do you come back from that? He said, while Iowa Republican caucus goers are not representative of the entire electorate, what? They're not? It is important to pay attention to both their loyalty to Trump and their pessimism. See, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the trend lines. This is a trend line. Iowans are not going to be the barometer of America, but they will give you the trend. And you already know the trend because you're part of it. You've been sensing exactly what these people have said and what these exit poll people are saying. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates. But Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's
800-524-3810.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Vivek Ramaswamy, the young entrepreneur who exploded onto the scene for the Republican presidential campaign, terminated his campaign right after the events of Iowa, and then promptly endorsed President Donald Trump. And as I've said, Vivek is the one that's going to come out of this unscathed. He's the one that has been, he's risen in the eye of many people. His fearlessness to fight. And I've got clips. How many clips do we have of Vivek now? We got a lot. My producers are, and all of them are protected, are very good salient arguments against various things that the left have talked about. Here's Vivek giving probably the best definition of the deep state that I've heard to date.
Just mentioned the deep state, which is something, it's a concept I believe in. Most people that I associate with politically believe in, but it's a very difficult thing to define.
Yeah.
What is the deep state?
They are the people who we never elected to run the government who are actually running the government. That's the answer. It's the members of a fourth branch of government that our founding fathers never envisioned. Unelected bureaucrats who are able to at once make policy, like the legislative branch, execute policy and enforce those rules, like the executive branch, and also serve as a judge and the interpreter of those rules, as the judicial branch. So it is the bastardization of the separation of powers in the Constitution in the hands of unelected bureaucrats who are wielding the true and greatest form of political power in the United States. That's the deep state. You could, in more academic terms, call it the administrative state. These are the people who are working at the three-letter agencies outside of the politically accountable top levels. FTC to FDA to SEC to DOJ to FBI to EPA to God knows what. That's what it is. It's the anonymous, politically unaccountable bureaucrat in the alphabet soup of the federal government. That is the deep state.
That is probably the best definition of the deep state I've ever heard. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Nikki Haley is... I got to tell you, I listened to her. I watched her, that speech that she gave after she got her butt kicked in Iowa. And I said to myself, that there's one person I wouldn't vote for. She's all about, it's a woman, it's going to take a woman and all this other stuff. I was amazed at the crap that she spewed out of there. And with no deference to Donald Trump whatsoever. Zero. So... she compares Donald Trump to Joe Biden, and here's a comparison.
A majority disprove of both of them.
Yeah.
Trump and Biden are both about 80 years old.
Yeah.
Trump and Biden both put our country trillions of dollars deeper in debt, and our kids will never forgive them for it. Trump and Biden both lack a vision for our country's future because both are consumed by the past, by investigations, by vendettas, by grievances.
So let me ask you this. Do you think Trump had a vision for America when he said make America great again and put make America first, put America first? Then he executed on it. He told NATO, we're not paying your bills anymore. You're going to pay your own bills. He revamped NAFTA, got us a ton of money back from Canada and Mexico. He revamped the trade agreements between Japan and South Korea. He had China on notice. But look at where our trade where our deficits have gone under Joe Biden and where they were under Trump. I could go down the list. Put America first. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accords and said, you people don't care about the planet. You're just funny. All you want is money from America. We're out. He was rebuilding the military. I could go down a list of things that he didn't do. There's no, Donald Trump has no vision for America, says Nikki Haley. What a joke. Let me let you hear what she said about making America, what she was going to do if she were to get elected. She's done, by the way. Nikki Haley's toast. And I couldn't be happier. And there may be people out there who like her. I will tell you this. I was a Nikki Haley, I wouldn't say a fan per se, but I still have the picture I had with Nikki Haley when I asked her the question about South Carolina and the putting up the flag, taking down the Confederate flag. She's autographed books for me and my wife. We threw them away. We threw them away. Once she declared she was going to run, we tossed them. I thought Nikki Haley was a rising star, and Donald Trump made her that way, and I figured she would become more Trumpian, but she didn't. She became a flat-out rhino. And here's what she had to say about what she was going to do in terms of making America strong.
We deserve a president who will focus on the needs of our people, not on themselves. Yeah! A president who will rebuild our economy, close our border, and stand up to our enemies. Yeah! Most importantly, we deserve a president who will stop our self-loathing, end division and fear, and make America strong and proud. Yeah!
Now, I'll ask you, what did she just say? We need a president who will build our economy. Check, Donald Trump. We need a president who will close our border. Check, Donald Trump. We need a president that will stand up to our enemies. Check, Donald Trump. And then the last one is, oh, we need somebody that's not going to blah, blah. I mean, the rest of it is fluff, right? Because she's already given Donald Trump 3 check marks, but now the last one is a personal attack. We gotta like your style. Nikki Haley will accomplish absolutely nothing. There would be no difference between her and Hillary Clinton. What do they call her? Nicolary or something? I forget. They got a nickname for her. Nikki Hillary or something like that. I forget, but it was whoever told me it was hysterical. And it's so fit. But here she is where she explains what's gonna change if she gets elected. And I love this particular clip. I'm glad these guys clipped this one out because it just goes to show you that it's all campaign rhetoric. And you'll get it, but if you don't, I'm going to explain it anyway. Here's the clip.
We win in a landslide. It's not even close. That means no recounts, no lawsuits, and no doubts. No more Chuck Schumer leading the Senate. No more endless votes for House Speaker because we'll have a huge House majority. We'll term limit the do-nothing Washington politicians. We'll rebuild our economy and secure our border. No more excuses. And make no mistake, we will restore our national pride.
Again, I say to you, so she says, based on these polls, and we'll get to that in just a bit, she wins in a landslide. I think I told you guys, 17 points is what they have her beating Biden by. DeSantis will beat him by 8 or 9 points, and Trump will beat him by 2. Now, this is the man who just soundly trounced every Republican in the field. Beat them all if you combined them together. Leads in national polls against every one of the Republicans, and certainly against Joe Biden. But no. Nikki Haley, the long shot, that can't even win, that gets third place in the primary. I'm the savior. See, third place Republican can beat Joe Biden. All you got to do is make it me. Don't believe it that Donald Trump is better than I am. What? Has he proven it? Yeah, he did. In Iowa, he'll prove it in New Hampshire. He'll prove it in South Carolina, your own state. She'll be gone before then. She's relying on a game in South Carolina to make a difference, and I'm telling you, it's going to be an embarrassment. But anyways, no recounts and no doubts. I'll just be able to be president. And then she goes into the red meat. No more Chuck Schumer. And we won't have to have a bunch of vote on the House, on the Speaker of the House, because we'll have a big House majority, because she's going to bring that to you. Only she could bring that, because she's got such a big advantage over Trump when it comes to being against Biden. But here's the one that got me. We will term limit all those people in D.C. Really? See, that's when you go, it was already pull my finger, right? But really, you're going to term limit these people. How are you going to do it? Nobody else has seemed to be able to do it. What's your magic formula? And I'm playing Barack Obama. What's he going to do? Use the magic wand? Then what does she find? She makes her final plea on? She says, we will rebuild the economy, check Donald Trump. We will secure the border, check Donald Trump. And we will restore national pride, check Donald Trump. It's a commercial for Donald Trump that Nikki Haley just ran, and she knows it. What she's saying to you there is, I have no reason to be in this race. Iowa spoke loud and clear to Nikki Haley. When we come back, we'll finish with her, and hopefully we will be finished with her.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can safely say, tonight, Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race.
Did you even get that? I didn't get that. What do you mean it's a two-man race? What? She comes in third. Is she saying it's now between Trump and DeSantis? What an idiotic thing to say. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Hey, I don't give you the Kevin Jackson Network for you to dismiss it. Write it down. 844-551-8255. Jot it down. Love to talk to you. Appreciate all the new people, the new comments, the things that I get. Shows me that the show is growing. I will say this. They are so hell-bent on keeping the show from getting out. The shadow banning is amazing. We've gotten a bump in our Spreaker coverage, but the rest of it, it's really, it's mind-blowing, to be honest with you. They are afraid of me. And I don't blame them. I mean, because I make sense. So I get it. But wow, stop the shadow banning. Let a brother grow. Anyway, Nikki Haley says it's a two-person race, and she's off to New Hampshire. Her speech was nothing but an attempt to beat down Donald Trump, and it said everything. It told us everything we needed to know. I want to play one final clip by her, and it's her, again, blasting Trump, saying 70% of Americans don't want a Trump-Biden presidency or a presidential run.
I've spoken a lot of hard truths to America, and here's another one. I voted for Donald Trump twice. I was proud to serve in his administration. But when I say more of the same, you know what I'm talking about. It's both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. They have more in common than you think. 70% of Americans don't want another Trump-Biden rematch.
Is it me, or does Nikki Haley remind you of Hillary Clinton when she speaks? It's just, I just want to shut it off. It's just, I said this, and this is a pretty tough statement for me to make, but she's one of the only candidates, she's the only one, actually, I said, I wouldn't vote. If she were our candidate, I wouldn't vote. I'd vote for DeSantis, but I wouldn't vote for Nikki Haley. But you know what's funny about it? 70% of the people don't want to see Joe Trump Biden. What she's not telling you is the truth, and I said it earlier in the broadcast. They don't want to see a Trump Biden because Joe Biden's been a disaster. They want to see a Trump somebody else, and they want to see it like you look at a train wreck. They want to go, wow, Trump really kicked that guy's butt or that girl's butt. That's why they want to look at it. They take these statistics and they're both old. I talked about it earlier. One of them is old. They both are chronologically old, but one of them is chronologically well past his expiration date, and the other one is aging in reverse. I'll let you decide who. Donald Trump did what he was supposed to do. He crushed the competition, so much so that the Democrats are so fearful. And I played a clip from Stephen Miller earlier, where he said it was a historic triumph for Donald Trump. Beating the record in Iowa by Bob Dole, so far, it's out of reach. He crushed the competition, and Nikki Haley wants you to believe differently. But here's where I want to talk about Donald Trump a bit. Because Donald Trump had no fear. He won every county in Iowa. He didn't campaign nearly as much as Haley or any of the other candidates, etc. What is it going to do now that in the next going in New Hampshire that Vivek is gone and that 7 or 8% now is available? Where are they going? Haley? DeSantis? Maybe a few. But overwhelmingly, that'll go to Trump. If Trump won by 30 points this time in New Hampshire, don't be surprised if he wins by 35, 36. Maybe more. Chris Christie left the campaign. Where did his votes go? Those are the people that love Christie, obviously hate Trump to go for that clown. Where was the bump for them? Did it go to Haley or DeSantis? Who cares? All of them combined couldn't beat Donald Trump. New Hampshire is going to reinforce what we already know. I hate to be a spoiler, but Donald Trump's going to win. I know my producers told me not to tell you. Let's talk about Donald Trump and what he said after he won that Rachel Maddow was afraid to let him speak on. Here's Donald Trump in the aftermath of his victory. And listen to the way he speaks and spoke of DeSantis and Haley and others.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all. What a turnout. What a crowd. And I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together. I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together. And I think they both actually did very well. I really do. I think they both did very well. We don't even know what the outcome of second place is. I also want to congratulate Vivek because he did a hell of a job. He came from zero and he's got a big percent, probably 8%, almost 8%, and that's an amazing job. They all did. They're all very smart people, very capable people.
I have to tell you, I love when Trump goes into that mode. I really do. Good for him. See, that's the side of Trump that people don't get. He sees it as, okay, we're in battle. Excuse me, I'm going to go after you. But once it's over, he's like, you know what? We said a few things. It's kind of like the guys before a big fight. You know, they talk smack and, you know, man, don't kick your boo, whatever. After the fight, they're like hugging it up. You're like, wait a minute. And Donald Trump sees it as a fight. I don't think he sees it as a game. I think he thinks it's a legitimate game. I'm going to do everything I can to get this job because you're not capable. You're not worthy. And he's right. In this particular case, he's exactly right. But Nikki Haley, she offered nothing. She wants, I mean, talk about doing the worst possible thing you could do. You're going to compare Donald Trump to Joe Biden and act as if, because she said, I'm happy that Donald Trump gave me, I voted for him twice. I voted for him twice, but we need a change. What? A change so we can do what? Go back to everything she talks about as a change is exactly what Trump did during his presidency. And one of the only things that Trump did wrong, two things he did wrong. One, picking the wrong people, including Nikki Haley, and two, COVID. Letting him snow him on COVID. This time around, I would think Trump is going to make better choices about his people, you would think. And this time around, if the Dr. Fauci types tell him about some sort of disease that's coming up, he needs to be completely circumspect and say, you're going to prove this to me. I'm just going to blindly go for it. I got to tell you, I like what I saw in Iowa. I bet many of you did, too. We've got a part of our product line in my merch store, shop.thekevinjackson.com, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Let me say that again, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. That's dedicated to Trump and the mugshot. I went out on a limb and did that because I felt like that mugshot represented us. It was Donald Trump saying, you're not going to get me. You don't scare me. And we did some very amazing stuff. And for the record, people are finally starting to order it. Ann and many of the others out there. Albert, you guys get free merch. We're going to give you a coupon. You're going to get free merch. All the people that are members of the Backstage Club, you're going to get something for free. Go pick it. But anyway, you get that. And I think people are finally resonating, but that mugshot picture and why I decided to do something custom is exactly what Iowans gravitated to. The defiance of Donald Trump, him spitting in the face of government saying, I don't care what you do to me, I'm going to fight you because I'm not fighting for myself. And I think that's what people realize. Donald Trump's not fighting for himself here. He's fighting for every American who could potentially have the same thing done to him by this government, something that we never thought would be able to happen, and it has happened. But going back to Trump's speech, he was very deferential. Good job by Ron and Nikki. You had a great showing. Vivek, good showing, 8%. Whatever you got, good job. He didn't take pot shots. He acted very presidential. He knows he's the front runner. He knows they can't catch him. Now he says, let's all heal together.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.